Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Hopefully, we are beginning to set the record straight. We've heard so much misleading information criticizing biotechnology that we could go down the European road. And in Europe, GE food is not on the plate. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, with more than 50 experts, has released a landmark study which confirms that GE crops are safe for humans and animals to eat. The approach they took to make the case is interesting. The committee compared disease reports from the United States and Canada with Western Europe and the United Kingdom. Now, the difference is, in the United States and Canada, we've been eating GE foods for more than 20 years. While in Europe and the UK, GMOs are not on the table. The review found no long-term pattern of increases in health problems in the United States and Canada. So we're not poisoning ourselves. In fact, no increase in cancer, obesity, kidney disease, autism, or allergies, according to the National Academy of Science. This is an opportunity to take the offensive on this issue. More than 50% of Americans think that GE foods are a possible health hazard. Not true. Unfortunately, I don't expect everyone to buy into this new research. You can expect the producers and marketers of GMO-free products to continue to infer that there just might be some risk. We better not take a chance. We have already eaten our weight in GMO food, and we didn't get sick. The Grocery Manufacturers Association reports that 70% of packaged foods in the United States contains GMOs. 92% of our corn, 94% of cotton, 94% of soybeans, 99% of sugar beets. In spite of the science of safety, GMO critics are able to successfully pass state legislation to label GMO foods. Look at Vermont law. And the label is clearly designed to infer there is some risk. But there isn't. GE crops are less expensive to grow, give the consumer a better bargain, and they require less labor and resist pests, require less chemicals to kill the weeds. Hopefully, this new research can help to reassure the doubters. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.